Blog Talk Radio.
I might be one of them people that's late to their own funeral. I ain't sure. I get a lot of information that is going to really, some of it looks like it might change things. We'll see. Well, title is Abdication, the way in which a person in a position can be removed. Now, I'm going to give the definition so we know what we're talking about. Abdicate, first commonly used in 1541. One, to cast off or discard. Two, to relinquish as a sovereign power, formally, to renounce a throne, high office, dignity, or function. That sounds familiar? Somebody not doing their job? Well, guess what? I have stated clearly on numerous occasions that whenever a person in power refuses to do their sworn duty, they relinquish their power and position. You lose it when you do that. The responsibility then falls to those who are next in the chain of command. Now, in a municipality or state, it goes from governor or mayor to the deputy governor or mayor to the person. This is going to be fun in this particular case now, right? Dealing with law enforcement and upholding the Constitution. And you can run through all of the people you want, but it basically runs to the fact that you go down the chain of command, I guarantee you that there are a large number of policemen out there who want to do their job according to their oath. Those who are willing to exercise their oath of office can then replace those who refuse to do so. It is a direct assumption of power, and it's all nice and legal all that is all above board. Now, a lot of people don't get that part because you're getting into constitutional law. What really makes a difference? Well, what makes a difference is somebody who's willing to take care of business to the extent that we don't have the problems we got going on presently. I hear a lot of impeachment talk. I don't think anybody understands how long it takes to impeach or recall somebody. I'm talking about immediate results. However, removal for intentionally violating the oath of office, intentionally now, results in immediate removal and negation of all powers and privileges. They go home and they don't even get they can't even get their last paycheck kind of thing. So, even though I've explained this, so far, I don't see anyone taking action on it. Y'all need to jump up and down on somebody on something. Bang some trash cans around. Any kind of nice noise in this direction will do. Expecting someone else to do things for you. Oh, boy, the nanny state. We're going to wipe it up and powder it up and give you fresh drawers. Expecting someone else to do things for you shows a lack of the courage of your convictions. In addition, this reflects on the content of your character. Sunshine soldiers, you know, and all that. Well, here we go. So, silent majority, hello. Quit hiding out from your basic responsibilities. Need to have some action here, and there's a lot of people on the news calling for exactly this. Past time to stand up out in the open and say no. It is time for you to exert your straight-up authority. It's way past all this. Now, what we're in is simple. This is a straight-up power struggle between the no-freedom Marxists and the patriotic freedom most believe in. That's the simplicity of it. Yeah, I know. I break things down a lot further than they need to go for a lot of people. Well, there's a little education for you at a reasonable level. You've seen John Wick, Parabellum. If you want peace, prepare for war. Well, they already started it, so question is, who has the guts to fight for their freedom or for peace? That's the question. You're going to have to come out of your comfort zone altogether, totally and completely, and walk out into the places that most people are afraid to go. And when I say most people are afraid to go, I'm not kidding about that. What you got to understand is what this song says.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Every peace win.
you listen to that, we don't have very much longer to go. There's some intel. It's classified, too. I know the day date and all this other happy stuff. There's going to be some big chunks of doo-doo hitting the rotating oscillator and making a big mess out of people's lives and what people thought. Now, I'm going to put some up after the show. And it is extraordinary. You're going to like it. Fighting for peace, the silent majority. Run to your security lives and your bed of white foam. You've heard that song. Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. I think John Wayne made that famous. John Wayne was not as pristine a person as everybody thought. Neither is anybody else. Ooh, yeah. This is not some picnic. Believe me, this is not some picnic game. That doesn't matter. What this is, very literally, this is a contest. And you've seen the enemy of freedom out there breaking windows and setting stuff on fire and going after things. Well, this is a contest for the survival of our country. That's, you hear me? Hear me good. And you. Do you really believe that when there was a takeover of any nature, any of this type of nature, that they left people alone in their houses? No. They come and visited. And if they couldn't convince you one way, they'd do it another. Here's a list. Y'all need to pay attention. First, take the fight directly to the Marxists, such as BLM and or whomever. This will be in the form of a counter-protest. Make sure our numbers are several times as large as theirs. We, that's a collective royal we, we will need to push back against their group hard enough to drive them off. Now, I don't know what all that might entail. It could mean a whole bunch of different things. However, that's the gist of it. I'm not going to go into specifics. Y'all got imaginations. Use it. That was the first one. Second, remove street signs and murals saying BLM or anything else that's Marxist. Yeah, right. Bring a tar truck right down Main Street and obliterate that friggin' sign. Here's the deal. Anybody who stands in the way or gets in the way or tries to obstruct that happening, oh, my goodness, guess what? It's jail time, sweetie pie. We're going to take your Marxist self down to the pokey and stick you in a cage and leave you in there until this is over. Now, you hear me? Hear me very carefully. You commit treason. There is no bail. There is no easy out. You're stuck. And like I said, you take them to jail. It don't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what they supposedly stipulate as their standing and stature. It means exactly what I said. They go along with the signs. Third, clean out all BLM locations, offices, and the homes of those coordinating or are in charge. And you take them, too. They go to jail. What for? Insurrection. That's a nice, healthy charge for all these dinks that think they know what they're doing. Some of the people that have been charged in terms of the rioting, in terms of the attempt to destroy federal property, are still open. Hear this good. Are still open to the same type of charge. Now, a lot of people don't know what insurrection is. A lot of people don't understand the charges. I've looked them up. Guess what? You can deport or exile somebody that does that. Note, when a person is removed from office, they can and should be arrested. When insurgents, are removed, they should be arrested. Now, these ain't just, you know, traffic ticket arrests. These are the kind of things that put you in a hole where you remain until such time as they get around to dealing with you. All these need to be held in federal detention and charged with treason. Anything less will not do. Either execution or life with no outs. That's one thing. Think deportation and or exile. Seriously, consider that. Those are some of the penalties for committing such actions. And a lot of people miss all this. Oh, it's just a bunch of people expressing themselves. It's a summer of love. Guess what? It would be nice to have the DOJ docs, but public records are just as valid, no matter who it is. Ooh, you stipulated, you stated, well, guess what? take the train. It's a one-way ticket. Several things in print to cover, I can tell you that. The week, I can cover. However, the National Review's whole magazine is titled A Defense of America. The amount of info would require me to read the whole magazine. So I recommend buying a copy July 27th, 2020. I'll skim titles, but a letters item will be read. Oh, boy. How about something just as old-fashioned as I am in the way of jokes? You like jokes, I assume. Two neighbors are not on speaking terms. One gives the other a can of oil to use on his lawnmower when he starts to cut grass early in the morning. If it was me, I'd be under that man's window. But this guy thought better of it. The man that got the oil, the other, sends it back to the first man, telling him to use it on his wife when she sings late at night. Yeah, well, not on speaking terms. Now they'd be throwing oil cans at each other, I would imagine. I go through a lot of information. Now, some of the information is classified, some not. These things that I'm going to be posting here after the show, I'm going to post one, and we'll start with that, and everybody needs to dig into it. Now, this includes the ideology that you will do something with the information. Now, if you want me to quit spinning my wheels and wasting your time, let me know. I'll turn the show off in a heartbeat. Editor's letter, and this is by William Faulkner, Editor-in-Chief, The Week. July 24th. Oh, it expired yesterday. I don't see no bread mold yet, though. Gov does not need to know. Gov does not need to know. Think about that very carefully. The Sphinx has spoken. Really? This tells you how perturbed the taciturn Robert Mueller was last week after President Trump commuted crony Roger Stone's prison sentence. He did it for a very good reason. Same thing as Flynn. They baited, switched, and entrapped the man. Trump's gift of a get-out-of-jail-free card was a crowning act in what is one of the most brazen cover-ups in American history, one that ultimately defeated Mueller. Now, I hate to tell you, but Mueller is dirty. Go look him up. Check him out. That's the special counsel, in case somebody don't know, that's special counsel running the Russian investigation. Mueller complained that when a key figure like Stone lies to investigator, it strikes at the core of the government's efforts to find the truth. Oh, really? Well, then you're going to have to change about everything in this whole magazine, Mr. Falk, and hold wrongdoers accountable. Now, that last hold wrongdoers accountable coming, I hope everybody's ready for it. I don't think they are, but a jury, Mueller noted, had convicted Stone lying under oath about his many communications with WikiLeaks and Russian hackers. That's a lie. Sorry, it didn't work that way, did it, Mueller? Witnesses testified and heard Stone directly telling an excited Trump about future email releases. Oh, my goodness. Now, Stone said, he knows I was under enormous pressure to turn on him, but I didn't. In other words, I got the goods on you, Mr. President. Where's my reward for not ratting? Lie. I mean, there's... Then you got this claims that... it says, despite claims that Mueller conducted a witch hunt, Jeffrey Toobin recently argued in the New Yorker this report was ultimately a surrender. That's the Mueller report. Think about it very carefully. Mueller didn't dig nearly deep enough. Mueller never demanded that Trump testify, settling for written answers that the special counsel has said contained several falsehoods. That's a lie, because if it contained falsehoods, you can go get him, and you haven't done it, so you can't. That means you're full of lies. My. The big reveal won't happen until after voters decide whether Trump deserves another 4 years. So far, from what I've seen in terms of what the man has accomplished, he does. Right now, we got a big dilemma over opening schools. Ooh-wee. Yeah, right. It's been proven that kids within a certain age group, that's under 18 generally, and I mean very generally, ain't got nothing to do with the virus or any of the horse hockey that goes with it. Then the next title, the main stories and how they were covered. Coronavirus cases explode across the U.S., I got a simple recommendation, and I'm finding a lot of people have picked up on it. Drink tonic water. It kills that stuff. Wipes it friggin' out. Oh, boy. Here we go. Freeing Stone, Trump's most corrupt act yet. According to Dems, Marxists, and mobs, it is. Oh, and then you got a problem. False charges. Ooh, New Republic cemented his status as the most corrupt president in American history. No, Tricky Dick owns that title. Witness tampering and obstruction like this take place in hushed conversations behind closed doors. Trump just brought it out in the open and said, okay, deal with it. We're going to do the laundry publicly. Oh, boy. Here we go. Robert Mueller's investigation. And this is sort of a nobody taking credit for writing this shit. Robert Mueller's investigation unearthed damning evidence that Stone had frequent direct communication with Russian military intelligence and WikiLeaks about stolen Democratic emails, which he then shared with Trump. Ain't any. Here we go. Spare us the righteous indignation. This is from National Review. Yes, Roger Stone was a whack job. Well, so, but there is still no evidence that either Stone or Trump had anything to do with the hacking of the Democratic emails. Oh, there goes your case. Right in the toilet, flush it, and see if it goes down. I think it will. Recall that the right was furious about those pardons from previous presidents. Clinton erased his own brother's conviction for cocaine possession. Pardon fugitive financier Mark Rich. He donated $450,000 to the Clinton Library. And then he got pardoned. Recall that the right was furious about those pardons. Republicans held angry hearings in the Clinton pardon of Rich, while liberals denounced it too. Everybody didn't like. Nobody liked that. Okay, James Madison assured them that if pardons were used to cover up crimes involving the president himself, the House of Representatives can't impeach him. Well, there's a problem with that. Ain't no evidence and ain't no proof. There's no morality in this article. Just Marxism. Oklahoma, treaty obligations. The court should hold the government to its word in honoring a treaty it signed during the 1830s of the Muscogee Creek Nation. That'd give away about half of Oklahoma, as it was supposed to originally have been. Now, I know some people that acquired lands through court cases in other places. Nothing basically changes. They don't come and tear your fences down and run your cattle off or any of that. So, there you go. Alabama, no coming back. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions was trounced by political newcomer. Sessions faced Trump's campaign faced the president's wrath after he recused himself from the Justice Department investigation into Russian election interference. Ooh, Jeff Sessions, you stepped in it. Deal with it. Terre Haute, death penalty. Federal government executed a convicted criminal this week, and there's more to come. They've executed several since this was written on July 24th. Oh, Cohen silenced. He returned to prison last week after he refused to sign an extraordinary provision that would have prevented him from publicizing a book he's writing about his old boss. Probation officials presented him with 8 conditions, including one prohibiting engagement of any kind with the media, including print, TV, film, books. And he told them to screw off. Well, a judge decided that was a little bit over the top. You know, cruel and unusual punishments. Well, he turned him loose. France. Murdered over masks. A French bus driver was beaten to death after he asked 4 would-be passengers to wear face masks aboard his vehicle. Think about it. Doctors at risk. That's Mexico City, Istanbul. Hagia Sophia. A mosque, a Hagia Sophia, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, that's close as I can get, was converted to a mosque after the Ottomans conquered Constantinople in 1453, and they turned it back into one. Bolivia, pandemic worsens, and it seriously worsened, okay? Serbia, Belgrade, violent protests. Thousands of anti-Serbs took to the streets of Belgrade last week for nightly protests against President Aleksandar Vučić, or whatever, accusing him of lying about the pandemic to retain power. You can't do that. You should know better. Brazil. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has revealed that he's taking hydroxychloroquine to cure himself of C-19. Oh, and by the way, it does a whole bunch of things to the disease, this thing called C-19, after you get it. Best thing to do is drink quinine water for the simple fact that it contains organic quinine. Ooh, it's really bad. It takes on the whole family. Armenia, border war. Armenian and Azerbaijani forces blasting each other with artillery and drones this week. We got wars and stuff popping out everywhere. Seoul, mayor's suicide, popular mayor of Seoul. Park Won-soon killed himself last week, a day after his secretary filed a criminal complaint for sexual harassment. Uh-oh. Very dishonorable. There are a lot of things that are different between cultures, and these things that I'm talking about, that's that the idea of suicide is one of the honors that you apply to yourself if you're guilty. Okinawa, Japan. U.S. troops infected. At least 99 U.S. personnel. Oh, my goodness. Now, free over Hong Kong status. China reacted angrily this week after President Trump stripped Hong Kong of its special trading status to the U.S. and signed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which provides for sanctions against Chinese officials over the draconian national security law that Beijing recently imposed on the city. As soon as it was put in, they started arresting people. They didn't wait. They didn't hesitate. Tel Aviv, oh boy, virus roars back. Thousands of Israelis marched through Tel Aviv this week to protest the government's economic response to the pandemic. Get everybody a dose of tonic water. It'll fix a lot of things. Here we go. China's growing belligerence. This is a briefing, supposedly. China's been throwing its weight around from Hong Kong to India. Why the new aggression? They feel like being nasty. I mean, how is China's military involved? Ooh, in the South China Sea, China claims it as its sole domain. Think about that. Declared that islands long claimed by the Philippines, including the Spratly Islands, Scarborough Shoal, and Fiery Cross Reef, are now Chinese districts. They're trying to go to war with everybody. They're running over fishing boats and all kinds of happy stuff down in there. So they're going to war with the Philippines, huh? Well, I don't think that's going to fly too well. Oh, boy, global response to the Philippines, which under President Rodrigo Duterte had been openly anti-American and deferential to China, has just changed course, deciding not to go through with a planned withdrawal from the military treaty with the U.S. Oh, I wonder why. Australia, ooh, deterred China itself. We need to work out how we deal with China, with a China that economically, technically, and militarily is going to surpass the U.S. within our lifetime. That may not happen. China's in a really tight spot right now. What has the U.S. done? Trump canceled visas for Chinese graduate students with links to the Communist Party. Aggressive expansionism. Congress passed the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act, which sanctions specific Chinese officials' response for the growing human rights violations. Ooh. Now they're looking at spending $7 billion to boost Pacific forces. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Taiwan fears a military invasion. Trump can be persuaded if the price is right, according to the Chinese. And that ain't quite the way it's working anymore. His numbers are beginning to come up dramatically. How science may beat the virus. The only thing I wrote was tonic water. Trump's special strategy is failing. Well, really? On Independence Day, Trump warned that angry mobs are erasing the country's heritage and said Americans will not allow our country and all of its values, history, and culture to be taken from them. Hello? Hey, is there somebody out there that's listening? That big silent majority. I mean, you might want to pay attention to that. Everybody needs to stand up. Is boycotting Goya products a censorship? Yes, absolutely. Turning down a statue of Christopher Columbus does not erase Christopher Columbus from history. No, but he was a nasty mother. Ask American Indians that know a little history. Greece and Turkey won't own us. This is Cyprus treating us like the property of two other nations ain't cutting it. That's a quote from Cyprus. Portugal, a city for workers, not tourists. Essential workers. They have been forced out as Airbnb style holiday rentals have taken over a third of Lisbon's city center properties. Ooh. Sound familiar? Have you heard about LA? And a few other places? Uh-huh. Poland, did democracy lose at the ballot box? No. Poland has taken another step from a democracy to an authoritarian state. Well, the problem is that you're going to have heavy authoritarian statism and actions in order to defeat these people that won't go away. Sure, the older rural voters love it, but this election showed that young urban Poland has experienced a democratic awakening. Oh, that sounds like a mob. The austere and insular philosophy promoted by the ruling nationalists is about as attractive to young voters as living in a cave. Now, that's an idea. We could open some caves up. First time in years, Polish democracy has a leader. Think about that very carefully. We needed one for a couple of generations, and we finally got Trump. The Trump and AMLO show? Oh, they think it was a photo op. Thank you for sending 27,000 troops to the Mexican southern border to block Central American migrants trying to reach the U.S. It's about time somebody helped us out. We weren't fooled. Neither leader spoke a sincere word at the press conference. Oh, boy. A masterpiece of superficiality. Well, we'll see how that goes. Everything is now a state secret. This is from Russia. You know, I got something to say about Russia y'all probably ain't aware of. President Putin is all about Russia, period. And nothing else matters to that man. And that is the way it should be. I agree with that. However, if you lighten up a little bit here and there, I think we can work some deals out that will make China jealous and cause China to lose face. Ooh. Prosecutors are clearly interested in activities when he's still working as a journalist. Oh, they arrested the guy. My. Imagine that. The outrageously severe charges against Savranov can mean only one thing. They are a warning to all media against reporting on anything involving confidential information. You ain't supposed to talk about it. Tunisia. Welcome, dear new Tunisians. has regained its worthy reputation as a welcoming country. Could citizenship laws be changed and immigrants once again welcomed? The evolution is especially poignant for our several thousand Palestinians who fled to this country after an 82 siege of Beirut and have since studied, worked, founded families, and declared themselves Tunisian in heart and soul. 34 of them became citizens last week. Think about that very carefully. We have a lot. Tunisia says that we need all the patriots we can get. I agree with that right here in good old hometown USA. Oh, my goodness. Most theme parks in Japan have banned screaming on roller coasters. You're spreading a disease. Quit that. They need to take one or two of them officials up and run them across that thing a couple times. I bet they scream. Oh, boy. The pandemic is sparing millions of wild animals from dying as roadkill, as the number of vehicles on the road has plunged by as much as 70%. Now, think about that very carefully. And yet they're raising oil prices. Imagine that. Oh, is that called price gouging? I believe it is. Trump's record. Roberts threads the needle. Ooh. Rejected Trump's monarchical assertion of absolute immunity from two separate subpoenas for his tax returns and other personal financial records. To shield the court. That's what it is. This is what Roberts is trying to do. From involvement in partisan politics, thread the needle by enabling Trump to avoid actually responding to the subpoenas before the election. 7-2 rulings. And it went back to lower courts, so Trump could argue why these particular subpoenas are unjustified. Democrats, woo. Oh, my goodness. Here are seeking Trump's financial record for possible answers to questions Special Counsel Robert Mueller never answered. Did Trump borrow money from Russian entities or otherwise do business with them before he became president? Well, guess what? The answer is yes. Let's put it this way. Yes, he tried to, and no, the deal didn't go through. So this is null and void horse hockey. Might as well make something up, like, you know, the Russian investigation. Oh, Trump holds sway over a Deutsche Bank executive beyond November 2020. That's all candidate Trump cares about. No, he's proven he cares a lot about America and the people in it. The real import of the rulings is that the office of the presidency has been significantly weakened. No, not really. As you will see, thumbs up. local prosecutors to any of the nation's 2,300 local prosecutors to arrest the president with subpoenas. Many of them are elected. Many prosecutors have ambitions for higher elected office. Ooh, if I get me a newsworthy item, I can name my position. Contraception, religious exemptions broadened. Supreme Court administration's right to exempt any American company, not just church or religious schools, from providing no-cost contraception through employer-sponsored health plans. Oh, there's a whole big article on that. And here we go, Tucker Carlson. And I like Tucker. He's fun to listen to because he says the kind of shit that everybody would love to hear somebody else say, but they ain't got the guts. Tucker just gives that funny-looking grin and says, uh-huh. Now, this one is really funny. Heir to Trump's throne, I'd say reality or hype, Carlson has become the most watched cable news host in history. Trumpism, anti-immigration nationalism, economic populism, and America First isolationism with bravado and snark. Took a hit this week, though. Washington Post went after him. Carlson's detractors chalked up his success to racist dog whistling for a conservative base that craves hate. And after Carlson warned that the people behind Black Lives Matter protest would come for you, they will eventually. Liberals were able to terrorize big name advertisers like Disney and T-Mobile into dropping sponsorship of his show. Really? Guess who's coming back? Joining Fox in 2009, Carlson thoroughly rebranded himself as the nation's leading populist. Hey, he says what people need to hear. He lost his earlier TV shows, so he morphed into a culture war flamethrower. Last week, Carlson attacked Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat, Illinois, calling the double amputee Iraq war veteran a coward, fraud, moron, and an unimpressive person who actually hates America. And if you listen to her, that bears out to be true. Oh, my God. He thrills in transgressive racism, once calling Iraqis semi-literal primitive monkeys, really. It tells you a lot about the debased state of the GOP that this notion is being taken seriously. I don't think so. Oh, my. Harper's Letter. Liberals versus woke leftists. And this is against intolerance of oppressing views, a vogue for public shaming and ostracism, and the tendency to dissolve complex policy issues in a blinding moral certainty. Oh, boy, that sounds like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer talking from the pulpit. A shifting atmosphere of enforced conformity. Black Lives Matter ain't going to come for you. A shifting atmosphere of enforced conformity that meets out harsh punishment to those guilty of perceived transgressions, particularly on the topics of race, identity politics, privilege, and gender. Ooh, everybody's left safe. J.K. Rowling found that out. And here's CNN. But an attack on political correctness, congresspeople with enormous public platforms, feels like an affirmation of elitism and privilege. Oh, well, you work at one. It's called CNN. Oh, my goodness. And the hypocrisy goes on. These longstanding cultural arbiters are not happy to be challenged on Twitter and other social media by a new generation of activists demanding accountability. The letter was their demand for a safe space. Oh, and I need my coloring books. Tom Wolfe couldn't have devised a more pungent satire of mutual recriminations among the liberal elites. Now, Tom Wolfe, go look him up. He's hilarious. The letter accurately depicts the ferocious campaign, of course, conformity sweeping America's liberal institutions. Oh, yeah, and then you got the mobs. You know, you're not compliant, so we're going to tear you up. The overheated reaction just shows why it is necessary to begin with. Very simple. In a very real sense, the letter is an attempt by the powerful to look out for the powerless. Bullshit. You're trying to hide under the cover of the. Oh my goodness. They got a bunch of cartoons that are funny. TikTok, Trump versus the teenagers. Not really. TikTok is emerging as a platform for protesters and mischief makers. TikTok has drawn new attention as it became an organizing tool for young activists. These the dinks don't know anything but to break in windows. The State of Defense Departments have barred employees from downloading TikTok. TikTok made a speedy exit from Hong Kong after China implemented a strict new security law that empowers police to make internet companies hand over user data. Think about that. Oh, boy. After a smaller and sophisticated crowd showed at President Trump's rally in Tulsa. Yeah. Teens on TikTok took credit for having sabotaged the event by filling out thousands of fake registrations to prompt the campaign to create space for an overflow crowd that never was intended to be there in the first place and never did. Its quick exit from Hong Kong shows that it is not ready to be a tool of China's government, less filled with hate and disinformation and genuinely funnier than most other platforms. Oh, boy. That's what TikTok became. Simple protectionism. India recently blocked TikTok, along with dozens of other Chinese apps, by imposing a network firewall between servers and users. You guys started it? Somebody just stomped on it. The government. I have to persuade Apple and Google to deplatform ByteDance based on suspicions, not legal complaints. Now, this is a nice one. That's a good news. It comes under Bytes. What's new in tech? Police hack huge criminal network. European agents have been monitoring more than 100 million encrypted messages sent between users of EncroChat. I'll get it right in a minute. A highly secretive company that sells encrypted phones via subscriptions costing thousands of dollars per year. Phones contain no GPS camera or microphone have a feature that would quickly wipe the service if the user entered a PIN. In May, the wipe feature stopped working. Tipping off EncroChat that they'd been hacked. Perpetrators, French authorities. I guess, yeah. Operation exposed entire multi-million-dollar drug empires laid out in reams of text messages and photos and has led to hundreds of arrests and the description of drug trafficking networks, including one that had converted shipping containers into torture chambers. They busted a goodie there, and they say there's a benefit of a bit of booze. The Bible says take a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine oft-time infirmities. Mental status, word recall, vocabulary had higher recognition scores than all three. Significantly lower rates of mental decline. Everything was fine. All they did was take a hit of wine or, a shot of booze. It ain't nothing big, bad, or nasty about it. A book of the week. How much and never enough. How my family created the world's most dangerous man, Mary L. Trump. It's all BS. I read it, and that's all I'm going to say about it. It's BS. Oh, boy. Streaming tips. Guess what? You can take streaming and stick it. I don't have much use for it. Lockdown season. Making the most of it. You can't. Doesn't work that way. Everybody says that, including all your psychologists, people who want to put people back in school and all that. Now, just think about this very carefully. I have spoken about the problems on a financial basis that people are going to face at the end of the month. Oh, my, this is the 25th? Got 6 days. and that $600 a month changes drastically. News at a glance business. Guess what? If you can't pay your bills, they're going to come get it. If it's a car, a house, they don't give a shit. They couldn't care less. Right now, legal firms have a big problem. They can't get enough. And listen, can't get enough people who can foreclose on properties. Think about that very carefully. Now, banks setting aside cash for lean times. Future problems are many, many. Now, that's my writing. The largest U.S. banks are stockpiling billions to gird against more economic turmoil. Set aside record amounts of loan loss provisions, a blow to borrowers in the coming months. Think about that very carefully. For many card borrowers, the government's stimulus apparently hasn't been enough. There are also signs of risk beyond consumers. Banks increased reserves for commercial lending far more than they did for consumer loans. Oh, that means the mall's going broke, among other things. Factories are going to have to close because they can't pay the bill. Taxes. Apple wins major European victory. You probably heard some of this. The European court last week overruled a 2016 decision ordering Apple to pay back $14.9 billion in taxes to Ireland. The decision signals courts could look carefully at other decisions by European regulators. Ooh. Tech. UK sides with the U.S. on Hawaii. Good. Airline deep cuts coming. At United, 36,000 employees, and I heard there was a couple of others that are really, one in Texas was looking at getting rid of 25% of their workforce savings, searching for a safe haven. Guess what? There ain't any. Long-term savers can no longer count on traditional havens such as savings accounts, certificates of deposit, treasury securities, or money market mutual funds. They're all in the toilet. The dividend yield on S&P 500 index fund is currently almost triple the yield of a 10-year treasury note. But that dividend yield comes with serious risks. Won't cut it. 7-8% won't cut it. Right now, no one wants to buy bonds and pension funds. Ooh, and they hold $12 trillion. oh, boy. And they're close to revolt. Bank of America analysts. Wrote recently that pension funds are likely to buy into the treasury market until the yields rise by at least 50 basis points. In other words, they want half again as much. 10-year would have to nearly double. I mean, you know, think about this. I've been trying to tell people to get their, you know, get their stuff together. Oh, no change to spare. Take your change down. The rolled up stuff that you've been hoarding, take it down and buy groceries with it at Kroger or wherever. Oh boy, stimulus. Suddenly everyone is a small business. Got to get that money. Got to get that money. This was supposed to be a small business program, and bigwigs got too much of it. The initial results of the program are finally public, and Congress has enough time and data, as well as a duty, to fix it. What have they ever done for anybody? Hello, Nancy. Hello, Schumer. Come on, everybody. Let's get this. Let's do something once. There's no lockdown for the ultra rich members of his class. These are the ultra rich members of his class are supposed to be brilliant at analyzing and managing risk. Traveled to his country house, not far out of the city, but he traveled there against orders. What was he going to do? Oh, my. The billionaire was still working. So was his contractor building him a house. Asked the contractor, can you keep going? If you're willing to pay us, the contractor, we're willing to show up. I don't have money in the bank like you. So the billionaire told him, if you guys want to show up, I'll pay you. And he did and is. Just two big breweries. Time to rake up big beer. Yeah, right. Good luck with that. So, we have that, among other things, and we got a journalist trying to think here. Potts Grove Elementary, I'm trying to think, Pennsylvania. And he's the only one left. He does all of it. But he feels that it's important to put the news out, and that's what he's doing. For the rest of his life, that's what he's doing. So, you know, there's a lot in this. Now, that was the one that's got all the heavy information that I need to read and all that happy shit that may or may not come to nothing. Now, here is the next thing is going to be how things should be changed, warped, or altered. Let's see here. Here's what a lot of people have trouble with.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Yeah, some men just can't be reached. My. Let's see if I can find this song I want to play. This is fun, scrolling through things while I'm on a live show, I tell you. Some people, even with the knowledge of history, doesn't seem to be able to understand this particular song. It's a shorty. Listen up. Question, do you respect anybody in journalism? Well, somebody wrote a column for National Review, and this dink, I'm not going to say who he is, was stupid enough to take issue with it. Love Affair Riots, July 6th, was noticeable for avoidance of some of the biggest and most vital rights in our country. Well, guess what? The author responds, curious? Ain't curious. My article is focused on the left's love affair with riots. So I began in mid-century and treated only the riots that the left romanticizes. The choice of subject matter is not mere historical interest either. The left's built tradition of rationalizing and romanticizing riots led to the mayor of Chicago to excuse and enable the quasi-secessionist movement of her own city's downtown. She painted the activism in Chaz Chop as a potential summer of love. Remember I mentioned that? So, you know, you got to have a shitload of things going on. Now, they get a thing called the week, and they make notes of what happened during the week, this, that, and the other thing. Well, their opening statement is a jewel. It's a gem in the junkyard just shining. We'd open this issue with a really funny joke if it hadn't already been canceled. Now, you think about that shit. They put it in writing and put it out in there. The people in Seattle want to abolish the police that succeeded in doing so, if only for a few blocks occupied by left wing, and that's gone. Capitol Hill neighborhood is gone. And so the police were called in to restore order. Here endeth the lesson. I doubt if anybody has the intellectual capacity or an IQ above room temperature high enough to grasp that, but Trump gave a 4th of July speech in Mount Rushmore. I listened. That was one of the best I've heard. Media depicted the speech as some sort of neo-Confederate battle cry. Ooh, dark and divisive. White domination. But Trump, his message at Mount Rushmore was unassailable, even if it was indeed assailed by the most ridiculous terms. Think about it. These dummies don't know how to make, you don't have to make fools out of them. Just leave them alone. They'll do it for you. Another target for the woke iconoclasts is the Emancipation Memorial, which has stood about a mile south of Capitol Hill since 1876 to the offended. Its sins are mostly aesthetic. It appears to depict a slave kneeling before Lincoln, but it is more accurately a depiction and a celebration of the moment of emancipation. Lincoln holds a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation in his hand. The chains on the slave are broken, and he is in the act of rising up to freedom. At least two additional facts argue in the statute's favor. First, its funding starting with the first dollar entirely from earnings of freed slaves. Bear that in mind. Second, it's 1876 dedication speech by abolitionist and former slave Frederick Douglass was reckoned with the complications of American history better than any of those seeking to tear down the statue have done. Oh, and they tore him down, I heard. A great hubbub about the statue in late June brought about anti-statue activists. Oh, but locals, to its defense, some of whom were, to the intersectional consternation of activists, black, says the D.C. tour guide, Don Folden. For now, the statue is standing. Let's hope it remains that way. People are standing up. We need a shitload more of that. And I mean that literally exactly the way I stated it. We need a load big enough to, let's say rival a certain piece of something the size of a Greyhound bus hitting a rotating oscillator. That's how big it needs to be. The leaders of our present cultural riot like to think of themselves as plucky little upstarts taking on the machine. Ooh. In practice, they stand in precisely the opposite position. Stop hate for profit, all this other happy stuff. They're after Facebook and anybody else they can grab. The campaign stated objection is that Facebook isn't doing enough to shut down hate speech. What's that? What do you mean? You don't like being called a Marxist? How about Snowflake then? which in practice seems to be defined as anything that contravenes the political preferences of the NAACP and the Anti-Defamation League, that favors the Trump administration over its critics, or that irritates the dozens of C-suits of America. When this is all over, some guy in Iowa who says the things that they dislike won't be allowed to post anymore. Oh. Oh, it gets better. It keeps going. A House voted along party lines to grant statehood to Washington, D.C. Democrats pretended this was a historic moment, but it was, in reality, a symbolic expression of raw partisanship. Now, there's a problem here. Justice Department has repeatedly concluded D.C. statehood requires amending the Constitution. Oops. That sort of put a kink in everything. The push for statehood is a straightforward attempt to gain two more senators and a reliably Democratic constituency. Ooh, we need more Democratic votes. The recent civil unrest in Washington raises the worrisome specter of future presidents being held captive to the wishes of a Columbia state government. Ooh, thankfully, such a possibility is as distant as the Capitol's prospects for statehood. It ain't happening, y'all. I don't know of anybody that would trust the present politicians with our Constitution. I sure as hell won't. Beijing is pushed. Oh, boy. Chairman Xi has now implemented a sweeping national security measure aimed at destroying the democracy movement in Hong Kong. Hundreds of Democrats were arrested in just a few hours after it passed. Remember I told you that? Well, this is a report from Hong Kong. And the time for illusions is over. You want to go play patty cake with Chinese communists? Go ahead. You ain't going to come out on a good end of things. It's not going to smell good. Now, A Defense of America is the title of the whole magazine. I'm not going through everything, but in many influential precincts of our culture and in the streets, a wholesale rejection of the police and poisonous critique of America at its roots is going on. We devoted our current issue to a defense of America. The pieces range from history to data about race and culture, and all are devoted to that idea. Despite our current tribulations, we still live in the last best hope of Earth. my Declaration of Independence. Uh-huh. Exceptional first American century. Keeps going. It doesn't slow down, stop, or hesitate. The nation's debates over slavery were so heated precisely because Americans after the Revolution prided themselves on being unlike the class-ridden societies of Europe and despotisms of Asia. Ooh. Interpreted as it ought to be. A stunning legal drama unfolded before the King's Bench in London in early 1772. Writ of habeas corpus, and the court accepted it, overruled the king. Think about that. George Washington. This is kind of a paradox. George Washington, father of his country, which was the first to say that men were born free and thus ought to be equal, was also the owner of slaves. Thomas Jefferson, poor guy, there are two extremes from Alexander Hamilton, the bastard brat of a drunken Scotch peddler, and John Adams, as John Adams once called him, who came to the country at the age of 17 and a convinced abolitionist and stayed so forever. So, you know, they want to cut the chains. They wanted to do that. This is a part of a legal agreement between the federal government and each and every last individual who holds citizenship in the United States. A legal agreement. Ooh. And it goes on. I mean, Thomas Jefferson is mentioned. Nobody embodies the paradox at the heart of American founding more vividly than Thomas Jefferson, the slave owner who penned the American Creed of Liberty in the Declaration of Independence. Lord have mercy. Sold his slaves. Abraham Lincoln. My. The moment I was president's side, Abraham Lincoln, in the spring of 1864, people seemed to think I had the power to abolish slavery. He didn't. But he got the Emancipation Proclamation done. Systemic racism? You missed the target, dude. That's Robert Verbruggen. you can't change this. By blaming everything that's wrong on the whites. You can't fix this by using racism. Doesn't work that way. On racial progress. Well, we've made more racial progress through the Emancipation Proclamation and the Civil War and a few other things than any other country on the planet. We got Martin Luther King speaking at a podium. Colorblindness should be the norm. Good luck. You got to change people's hearts first. The only way to do that is with social intercourse, better known as sharing your life with somebody. The economy of the open road. In the United States, the road to economic success is open because the road to economic failure is open. It's a two-way street. You decide to be a gang member, you decide to do drugs, and it doesn't work, and you go, oh, poor me, I need some help. Well, you're liable to get time in jail. E pluribus unum. Immigration is not the answer, although that article says it is. Now, I'm covering these real quickie, and then there's a reason for that. Voter suppression myth. That's right. It's been proven by people who don't care one way or the other about parties or anything that just isn't true. First Amendment, where all may speak. Of all the strange, fanciful notions that have bubbled up to the surface of our politics in recent decades, the idea that the First Amendment to the United States Constitution represents a boon to the ruling class must be the silliest one of all. They don't like it because people like me talk about them. A nation of misfits. Now, this thing goes into people not fitting into things, okay? Americans, as it turns out, often turn their backs on Tocqueville's feared tyranny of common opinion. The mobs, whether a snobby Manhattan salon or some hipster music scene. Now, here's the deal. You remember the big rush coming from Cuba a long time ago? They emptied the prisons. Oh, yeah, they did. You remember a big influx in people coming to the United States from Mexico? Guess what? Same. They emptied the prisons. All the nation of misfits, nation of crooks, liars, cheats, thieves, murderers. Only the best people. But they had to be hardcore. And that is part of the deal with that. The closing of the American mind. Cheers, but just two of them. For the special issue of National Review on the defense of America's heritage and heroes. Newly minted abstraction of systemic racism. That's a pansy of BLM, Antifa, and these other mobsters. That's their take. That's their excuse. It's never them. Oh, ho. Mob soon formed within, alongside the protesters, bringing arson, violence, murder, and widespread destruction of property, estimated to be among the most costly ever for an eruption of civil unrest. Well, somebody forgot to dink them on the head hard enough to get their attention and say, hey, no, American society is now ranged from top to bottom, institutionally and sociologically. To suppress the encounter with different ideas and to fix thoughts automatically on set positions. Oh, my God, you mean the left don't want to hear it? I think I want to hear that like America, warts and all. I grew up in a household in perennially corrupt Chicago where all politicians were considered guilty until proven innocent. This seems to me, even now, a sensible standard and well beyond the city limits of Chicago. Get the drift. People have become aware. And what you have to understand is that the country is no longer predominantly white. In many quarters, whites are no longer constitute a majority. Ooh, that includes the police. What a bunch of idiots. They can't, The collapsing case against charter schools. The collapsing case against charter schools. That's excellent. I love it. I read it. You guys need to get an issue of this. It is loaded. It goes on and on and on. It just don't quit. Now, I'm not going to waste more time in terms of reading material. We just got done with that. That was it. Come on, dog breath. All right. I told you people that mass arrest was coming, that there was a whole load of nasties that were guilty. Well, guess what? They got a prosecutor, an investigative reporter, prosecutor type. He went around and he has obtained a combination of witnesses, documentation, video, you name it. Is everybody ready for a 10.0 on the Richter scale in politics of a earthquake? If not, you might want to figure out some way to tie yourself to pillar, post, or office chair or some such, because it's going to hit the fan in big chunks. Now, the thing about this is that you got the investigator, okay? Barr is the one that sent him out. Barr knows the guy. I have checked him out, and he is nasty. He just positively absolutely won't quit. So the gist of it is this. Barr has stipulated that there's going to be a large load of indictments. Now, an indictment means that you're being asked to show up in court and show cause for some kind of happy shit that you did, whatever that may be. Well, guess what? A lot of these indictments ain't just indictments. You're going to love it. They actually have a real insidious attachment. It's called an arrest warrant. Remember everybody was looking for a mass arrest and all this that I've been talking about for a while? Okay. Those were future documentations. All right. I get one problem going, and that is that at times I get into future timelines. That's not the ones that's right now. That's the one that's coming up. Now, I talked about mass arrests when I first started talking about it in 2010. Now, you think about that very carefully. 2010 is when I first started talking about it. Actually, 08, 09. Remember that big financial speed bump that everybody crashed into? Uh-huh. Well, that was the start of it, because there's a lot of people guilty of malfeasance, fraud, and all kind of banking irregularities. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. There's some banks in some parts of the country that may suddenly go poof and cease to exist. That happens when you put everybody in jail that's got any kind of say or capability of signing off on certain things. Well, let's take it to the next step further. I have told you and everybody that wanted to hear it about a shitload, and I'm a humongous load. It's huge. It really is. Mass arrests. Specifically, of those people who have violated their oath of office. And I covered that in the show today. Well, guess what? These people have serious problems. Now, anybody that just gets indicted and is allowed to run around loose, take them out of office. Go ahead and do it. They already got flypaper stuck on their whatevers and toilet paper leaking out of their pants leg. So, you know, let's splash a little dirty toilet water on while we're at it. Let's put the icing on the cake. And it can be brown. That's fine. Doesn't matter to me. Then I've been hearing from E.T. There was a thing out the other day that the Galactics stipulated that there will be peace. Okay, Galactics. there's a whole bunch of things getting ready to hit the fan. Let's do this. How about you go ahead and hit us with that specific in terms of morality wave, where my rights end where the other person's nose begins kind of stuff, where you don't have busted windows and other fun and games. Let's try that one, man. better known as a peace wave. But what you have to consider, and this is all you got to do, all you got to look at, what you have to consider is where things are at and the fact that a lot of people who never said anything before ain't just speaking up. They're going out there and shaking their finger. Oh, what's the matter with you? Now, there was one I thought was really great about an Antifa kid. Somebody told his mom what he was doing. She went down to the park, and she shook that finger at him, and he just about puddled on the floor. And then she grabbed him by the ear and says, "You're going home." Oh, boy. Whether she kicked his whatevers after she got him out of public purview is unknown. But I would have rather imagined, as mad as she was, he probably got a taste of what mom could do in terms of a good swing. So you have infiltrators, insurrectionists, Marxists, whatever you want to call them, running around loose. They've gone to small towns and it didn't work well at all. They quit that. They had to. Everybody got locked up. I mean, each and every last swinging one of them got locked up. And it didn't matter what your age was or whatever. You were locked up on a federal charge of insurrection. That's treason, and that is super serious. You get blocked from voting, owning guns, all kinds of happy stuff. So, oh, my. Clunk. Access point. Okay. I got to tell a guy thanks. Get my eyes on so I can see the keyboard. There we go. Anyway, the I'm getting a reply. Somebody's typing. I can see the little thing. He's going clunk, clunk, clunk. Whenever something runs, kind of like running over a speed bump. All right. Let's see where we're at here. You know what? Everybody and their mother-in-law needs to understand two things. We're not in this alone, first of all. There are a lot of people that are in this with us. Now, you can take it for whatever it's worth, but they don't make a commie, socialist, fascist, or Marxist nasty enough to make me change my life to better suit their mood. So listen to this song for a minute. We'll be right back. goodness. Think about it. Real simple question. You love your country enough to do something about it? Garbage can lid makes a good shield. Think about it. Think about everybody and their mother-in-law coming out. Everybody coming out and saying, hey, guess what? It's time. We need to take our country back. We need to get up and walk. That's all you got to do. If there's 400,000 people against 20,000 or 3,000, bump into them real hard with that trash can lid. Don't take no for an answer. Tell these little dinks that never graduated high school, never did nothing of any consequence in their life, that breaking windows, setting fires, attacking this country ain't going to happen the way they think it is. And we're here to change your mind the hard way if need be. Think about it very carefully and call everybody you know. Talk to people that are friends of these people. Make a presentation. Use this show. I don't care how you get it done, but go out there. Please go out there and get her done.